This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday, and it's a meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering. What's on the Traegers? Reverse seared bone-in pork chops, New York strip steaks, smashed baby potatoes, and baked cream spinach. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's the morale I like hearing. Come on in, stay a while. You can dial us up. Operator Tyler standing by, taking your phone calls. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, Dan's deals. Oh, man, take advantage of it. This is the last day. It's only 2 days. Dan's deals. They're live at danpatrick.com. These are hand-picked items that we have that we thought you would be interested in for the holidays. They have the ultimate six-pack of beer cheeses there that I am waiting to take home this weekend.
They're fantastic.
Yes, they are.
They're really good. Really good.
Now, this is from a family-owned creamery in central Pennsylvania. Big fans of the show, so you get over 3 pounds of beer cheese.
Sounds like a fun weekend.
Oh my gosh, dude, it's crazy good. It really is.
And the value, you get at least 50% off all of these deals that we have. So that's normally $100. You get it for $49. Go to danpatrick.com. You can see the full lineup of all of Dan's deals, and it'll be one-stop shop for the holidays.
Like 2 years ago, maybe, one of the things that I bought my wife was a box of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she just she really likes food. She likes, you know, having some wine and a little bit of cheese or whatever. And it was like, it was the appetizer for pre-Christmas dinner.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Oh, well, hey, now.
Hey,
and
baby.
It was...
say cheese.
Yeah. Mm. Where do you want me to... Never mind. Oh, sorry. Family program.
You want to see my Gouda?
Yeah.
yes, Paul.
I'm doing some tailgating this weekend. I would love to put some cheese out on the like a board, like one of those people who are real fancy do.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
That's like charcuterie.
Yeah.
And then we have the Schmidt Brothers, the Titan 22 12-piece knife block set that you could take with you.
Those are phenomenal.
Yeah. So that's like $260. You get it for $130. So that's 50% off. There's all these deals there. Go to danpatrick.com. But you have until the end of today to be able to take advantage of that. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Once again, we have a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question coming up. Dan Wetzel's been covering the Jim Harbaugh situation for Yahoo Sports. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit because that ended abruptly yesterday. All of a sudden, Fritzy sent me a note, says, Michigan's going to accept the punishment. Jim Harbaugh is going to miss the rest of the regular season, and the investigation appears to be over. I went, what happened? Something had to happen. I don't know this for a fact, but at least I'm trying to go down this road with a source. Was this just a negotiation here that Jim Harbaugh and Michigan accepted what the Big Ten was going to offer? If you were going to stop the investigation, now it's over with. And it's just these games, I missed these games, we're still eligible to play in the playoffs, And in exchange, the Big Ten will end the investigation into Michigan on the in-person scouting matter, which ends the possibility of future penalties or suspensions. And the Big Ten reserved that right to do that. This allows Michigan and Harbaugh to continue to operate without any interruption. If they advance, they're going to be in the Big Ten title game and then college football playoffs. Big Ten noted that it's not aware of any information suggesting Coach Harbaugh's involvement in the allegations. Okay. That's what I think we've been waiting for, that they were going to, you know, this was going to be 11th hour because there was supposed to be a hearing this morning. You have reporters who were going to Ann Arbor, Michigan, including Dan Wetzel, just for this. Just for this hearing to see if Harbaugh was going to be able to be on the sidelines in the Maryland game. Then, of course, Ohio State. Poll question today. What do you have, Seton, before we dive into the Ravens and the Bengals outcome?
Well, why don't we start with Michigan and Harbaugh there. Michigan and Harbaugh dropping their appeal makes them look soft or smart.
Well, Jim Harbaugh wanted his day in court. Told us about civics class. What happened, Jim? Don't want your day in court?
What about due process?
Yeah.
I thought due process was was of the utmost importance in this case.
They were shouting from the mountaintops there, and I thought, all right, you'll get your day in court.
That's weird.
I kept saying, yes, there should be due process, but apparently we're not due any process here. Yes, Paulie?
This is a very tough poll question to answer because I'd like to say both, but that's not an option. It seems like the smart move to de-emphasize the story and get back to football and put it away. But it does kind of, after all the yelling and screaming and I didn't do anything and I'm going to court, we're going to take this to the highest court.
Yeah.
It's it feels like an admission of more than what happened.
Okay. It's still, there's so many unanswered questions here. Jim Harbaugh didn't know. Who did? What are you sitting down for? And if you didn't do anything wrong or you didn't gain any advantage, then why wouldn't you fight this? So now this stays with Jim Harbaugh the rest of his career. And I'm going to guess that's probably going to bother him. Now, he might say, hey, if we win a national title, nobody's going to care. Like the Astros, you know, when they won a World Series, it was tainted. And it's going to be there for Jose Altuve the rest of his career. And if Jim Harbaugh happens to do something and they go far in the playoffs, win the national title, that's going to stay with him. And people are going to wonder, are they still cheating? Yes, Pauline.
I think this is the definition of irony. If Michigan somehow loses in the next week or two, is not in the playoffs, and doesn't win the national title, the story does fade away. By winning the national title, Michigan keeps this story around forever. It will be a footnote for some people, Big Ten fans, SEC fans, forever.
Yeah.
By winning the title.
Yeah. I would have. Look, if you're innocent, then you want to fight it. I don't know what they found out. I don't know what Jim knew, when he knew it, if he knew anything. But somebody knew. I don't know if the Big Ten really cared to have an investigation. Like, you want Michigan playing for a national championship. Everybody benefits financially. But at some point, Michigan probably thought, all right, how do we make this go away? All right, you're going to miss the rest of the regular season, then it goes away. What if somebody comes out with, you know, maybe some more information here. More video. Yeah, Seton.
What about innocent till proven guilty, huh? What about, I'll just admit I'm guilty.
There is no admission in this statement. There is no admission of guilt.
I won't say I'm guilty. I'll just take all the penalties.
Somebody's admitting guilt. Somebody is admitting guilt here. Maybe not Jim Harbaugh.
We're admitting a lack of oversight, Dan. You always want to use those words.
Yeah, of course. Yes, Todd.
In the court of public opinion, when someone says, you know what, I didn't want to be a distraction anymore to my team. I want them to focus on Maryland, Ohio State. So this is the best way to move forward in this. In this way, do we feel a little bad? Or maybe he is innocent, just doesn't want to be that distraction these next two
games. Okay, but
games.
You can't shout from the mountaintops like he did and then all of a sudden recoil and go into your, you know, dark corner here. Like, that's what I want. Okay, if you're innocent, great. You get your day in court. And you know, he's telling us about he wanted his day and due process. And you were going to have that opportunity, and you chose not to. I think it just came down to negotiation between the Big Ten and Michigan. Hey, it's going to go away. Now, the NCAA is still involved in this. Now, the NCAA, I'm guessing, can still pursue charges against Jim Harbaugh and or Michigan. I don't know if they will, but
What a bizarre story.
Because chickens are actually good. They're not scared. Chickens.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But you have somebody on your staff who you hired on your staff, who then resigned from your staff. They were supposedly doing this for a couple of years now. Okay. If he's doing it for a couple of years, you must have benefited. And then what happens with those wins? Like, how many wins did you benefit? Are they taken away? It just seems like, yep, nothing here. Let's just wrap it up. Nice bow. You know, beautiful bow. It's a amazing blue bow that we're going to put on this one. Yes, Paul.
If you want to look at the 2 years before Connor Stallions joined the staff of Michigan, 2019, Michigan was 9-4. Nice. The year after, remember that wonky COVID year? They were 2-4. Yeah. And it was ugly, and he's going to resign. He didn't take his paycheck. The next 3 years, when Connor Stallions joined the staff officially, and according to the investigation, started doing this thing, 12-2, 13-1, 10-0.
Okay. All right. I don't know what the other teams in the Big Ten think about this ruling. I don't know if they had their say, but feels like, you know, the commissioner just got on the job. It's like, hey, this came across your desk there, commish. Oh, boy. Maybe I can go back to the Major League Baseball Network. Yes, Marv.
I don't know if Michigan is America's team, but this is definitely America's story because we're all invested.
All right, Ravens handled the Bengals 34-20. Joe Burrow was injured. Mark Andrews got injured. Mark Andrews, I mean, that should be a big headline. That should be a big topic today because when you think of the Ravens offense, I think Lamar Jackson, and then I think Mark Andrews. He's a really good tight end. Joe Burrow with his wrist injury. Now, here's a problem that I have. There's video of Joe Burrow coming to the stadium, and he's got a brace or wrap on his right wrist. And nobody saw this before the game, but let's say you did see that before the game. Let's say you're Channel 9 in Cincinnati and you got this video, and all of a sudden producer goes, I'll be damned. You know, Burrow's not on the injured list. On his throwing hand, playing the Ravens, I got a little inside information here. Well, this is where the lines get blurred. Now ESPN has got their own gambling site. They're bookies. Like, these things, did the Bengals tell anybody anything about Joe Burrow? The announcers always know something before the game starts. Like, they get a heads up, like last-minute injury updates. And I'm thinking about this. Like, Joe Burrow, was he hurt before he got hurt? Or was that just that injury, and then maybe, you know, he exacerbated the injury there. But he got on the sideline. He couldn't even throw the ball. And I don't know the severity of that. He'll undergo an MRI this morning, I'm sure. But somebody knew something and didn't tell anybody about this. And if I'm the NFL and you want to protect the shield, the integrity of gambling, I'm calling the Bengals saying, help us out here, guys. Help us. Why didn't you disclose this? Yes, Paulie.
And if I'm the broadcasting team, Herbstreit especially, Herbstreit is working his tail off yesterday to try to find out at what point Joe Burrow hurt his hand. He goes, you know, maybe on that play where blank fell on him. He goes, but I'm not seeing him flinch there. He goes, maybe it's a play where he hits someone on a helmet. Herbstreit's scrambling. If he had the knowledge that he had a wrist injury before the game, he'd be like, it's a pre-existing condition. It's being exacerbated by whatever, whatever. But he's trying, you know, the producers are trying to rack up different plays from the game and say, like, maybe this is where he hurt it. They were blindsided.
And, you know, this may just not be the year for the Bengals. When you look at how they started and then Burrow came back, and now, depending on what this MRI shows, but the odds to win the AFC North, according to DraftKings, it's the Ravens, and then it's the Steelers, then the Browns, and the Bengals are way, way, way behind. You know, if you're the Steelers, you got to be looking around going, all right, the Browns lost their starting quarterback. Bengals may lose their starting quarterback. We got a winning record. We might be able to sneak into the playoffs right now. Mark Andrews is hurt for the Ravens. Like, all of a sudden, people coming back down to the Steelers level there. Yes, Marv.
If you're in the AFC East, if you're the Jets or the Bills, you're like, oh, we still got a shot then. Because there was one point where we thought only one team from the AFC East was going to win or was going to get into the playoffs.
Yeah. Herm Edwards, our good buddy, former NFL college coach. He's now an analyst at the Mothership. He'll join us coming up. What other poll questions are we considering today there,
Seton? Who had a worse night last night, Dan? The Bengals or the Ravens?
Well, we don't know the severity of Joe Burrow's injury. Odell Beckham got banged up a little bit. You know, the Ravens were without two All-Pros. You know, their best corner and their best offensive lineman, and still won that game. Okay, there's two ways to look at this. The Ravens' bigger picture of being a Super Bowl contender and maybe losing Mark Andrews for the rest of the season. The Bengals losing Joe Burrow and maybe not even making the playoffs. So I think, you know, one's a bigger picture of can we get to the Super Bowl, and it makes it tougher without your number one target in Mark Andrews, whereas the Bengals are just trying to make the playoffs right now. So they both lost last night. But if you're looking at, you know, which one's more painful, it'd probably be the Bengals because they may not even make the playoffs, certainly in that division, as tough as that is. Yeah, Paulie.
And we all saw Andrews coming off the field. You're like, well, maybe he'll miss a quarter. He's a tough dude. After the game, Harbaugh made it sound like this is really bad and likely season ending.
Yeah, when a coach is willing to say that, because normally they'll say, let's just kind of figure this out. Let's see. Do an MRI, whatever. When you get he might be out for the rest of the regular season. All right, we'll get phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We will talk to Dan Wetzel, great columnist for Yahoo Sports, on what exactly happened yesterday with Jim Harbaugh, Michigan, and the Big Ten. And what questions does he still have that haven't been answered? We'll have that for you coming up. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer, and you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Music theme on Friday, new wave music. Strange poll by Marvin, but everybody contributed with their favorite song. Let's see, who came up with this one? All together now.
Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh!
I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
And I met you. Yeah.
See, we're having fun with this. Todd's got his eyes closed like he's, you know, like crooning.
I enjoy singing, even if it's bad. I like to do it.
All right.
Makes me feel good.
So who came up with this one? I'm going to say, Paulie, this is you. Yes, Paul.
I would bet a week's pay it's Todd.
I would bet a week's pay it's Todd as well.
You should bet like a year's pay if you really want to make it.
All right. Do you know the band?
The Human League.
Okay.
All right. I remember this was big in the middle of junior high school back in Brooklyn.
It's a good song.
Big summer song on the beach.
That's nice. So new wave music is the theme today. Do we have a new poll before we get to Dan Wetzel? Paulie?
Yes, here's the third poll, the thrice poll.
Okay.
Which Harbaugh brother had the worst day yesterday? Worst day yesterday, not worse. Think about it for a second. Jim Harbaugh had a rough day, caved to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to brand he and his program to some level of cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're still the favorite to win the national title.
Okay.
That hasn't changed.
All right.
John Harbaugh lost his best receiver, probably for the season, in a season that they're right back in the Super Bowl mix.
He's a great coach, and somehow we'll try to figure out how to work around that. Harbaugh, this stays with you. This will stay with him. And I don't know if it just ends and everybody goes, okay, go back to your regular jobs, nothing to see here. Dan Wetzel was going to be at the hearing, I believe, this morning. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times best-selling author. What happened here? What happened in the last, 12, 14, 16 hours here?
Well, the litigation is sort of a reason to negotiate in generally in these types of things. And so the Big Ten and Michigan and Harbaugh, the parties here, were going back and forth all week with different proposals on how to not go in front of a judge, because you go in front of the judge, anything can happen. Either side could win or lose. So they basically reached a settlement. Harbaugh and Michigan will accept the three games. The Big Ten will publicly announce that Jim Harbaugh, there's no information that says Jim Harbaugh knew what was going on, and they will drop their investigation. And so obviously the Big Ten gets their three-game suspension of Harbaugh, which is what they wanted. The part that Harbaugh and Michigan get is some certainty that going forward, should they get past Ohio State, get into the postseason, and say some other piece of information comes out some other evidence, some kind of question, because this is a program penalty, not a Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. They're not saying Harbaugh did it. They're saying Michigan did it. So something else comes out, and there are so many unanswered questions here still.
How do you drop an investigation, though, that you didn't really investigate, I'm guessing, that this was the NCAA, not the Big Ten?
The term, I agree. They're basically saying they will not suspend, they will not take further action is sort of the way it would go. So let's say they find out, I don't know, there's more games involved, or someone else might have known, or like we find out, so just some different things. It's not a major thing. But you don't have that uncertainty that the Big Ten might add a fourth game to it. So this was the deal. They're not going to court. This is not a major legal drama. This was not a few good men. This was not Harbaugh's exciting Judge Judy. It was just, all right, this is what we're doing. We're moving on. Everybody get, let's just concentrate on coaching football instead of doing this. I don't think they wanted to be it, just getting it past them. So that was the decision they made. Whether it was a good one or not for anybody, I have no idea.
What's the NCAA do, if anything?
They continue to investigate. So they're investigating, and they're, you know, the investigation could likely extend past the season, or it's certainly going to keep, certainly the regular season. They still want to interview people. There's a lot going on. And then when they have their, they have a process, they find out what they are going to allege. They give a notice of allegations to Michigan. Michigan then has 90 days to respond to that. And then there's like a 45-day re-response. And then you move on to, do you negotiate there? Or do you take it to the full? There's a long process, man. The NCAA loves rules, processes, processes about rules, rules about process. So the, it, you know, it took 6 years on a on the FBI basketball scandals. Like, I was on here 6 years ago talking about that. They finally ended them all and didn't really come up with anything. So it's a process. So the NCAAs could extend certainly into the summer. It could be a year from now. They're still going on that. So what the Big Ten was doing was stepping in and saying, we got to punish him right away. We cannot let this wait. And I thought that was a tough precedent. That they may regret that, but that was the decision they made. So here we go. The NCAA is going to continue their I mean, look, when there's an ongoing investigation, and in this case, Michigan, no one's saying Connor Stallions didn't do it, including Connor Stallions. Okay. He hasn't ever come out and said in a statement or anything. He's not talking to anyone, but he's didn't come out in a statement saying, I didn't do this. This is crazy. There's a simple explanation here. So when you have an ongoing investigation into something, the only information coming out is going to be either negative or neutral. Like, well, we didn't find anyone new. It's not going to be like there's an exoneration here. It's just highly improbable there's an exoneration that someone isn't bringing. So as it goes forward, you run risk when you're being investigated that something else negative will come out. Something, it's just unlikely this is going to, I understand Michigan's call for due process and all those things, and due process is always a good thing to follow. But it's not like this due process has much likelihood of all of a sudden at the end of this going, hey, you know, turns out nothing happened.
But they cheated.
Right.
How did, who?
That's why they're not going to come up with, oh, they didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Turns out he didn't buy the tickets. Like, yes.
Yes.
So that's why when you're the defendant, if you will, you know that the investigation isn't going to clear you. It's either going to be neutral. This is it. Or it's going to be negative, whether that's a little or a lot.
Yeah.
They broke the rule.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports, columnist, New York Times bestselling author. If I gave you one question for Harbaugh, what are you asking?
I don't know that Harbaugh, I kind of convinced Harbaugh didn't have any knowledge of this. So if I had to ask Harbaugh a question, it would be why, you know, I think what Harbaugh is guilty of, I'm not really here to berate him, but why didn't you stay on top of your staff more about this is not the kind of thing we do? This has been a nightmare for Jim Harbaugh. If he indeed did not know how Connor Stallions was getting the information, if every other coaching staff in the country is able to get to steal the signs via videotapes and game film and sharing the getting the information from their friends, which pretty much everyone does, why did you think you should go this route? And part of it is you have these staffs are 70, 100 people. You have all these 20 something super aggressive, super competitive people in your staff in that grad assistant room. You have to walk in that grad assistant room every week and say, any one of you break any rule. None of you are important enough to break a rule. Any of you break any rule, bring any heat on us, I'll end your career. You have to put the fear in them. And clearly this guy did not act that way. He was acting in an extremely brazen manner to break a rule that had limited advantages to it. And that is what's taking him down.
If Michigan wins the national title, will you recognize them as national champs?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Look, they all have each other's signs. Let me tell you, Dan, this reminds me of Deflategate in a lot of ways. There was a lot of excitement. Oh my God, the footballs might be deflated. All this, this is how Tom Brady and the Patriots win. It's the footballs. Everyone's screaming. Tom Brady shouldn't play in the Super Bowl. The takes were outrageous. I sat in federal court and watched lawyers basically argue now whether the football were or were not deflated. They never really proved they were even deflated, but they were arguing essentially whether Tom Brady was good at football. It was because one side was arguing he's cheating and that's why he's good. And the other side's going, no, he's Tom Brady. And so whatever happened with the footballs were fine after that. And he won like four more Super Bowls with two teams. So this is cheating. They broke the rule. There should be a punishment. But the idea that this is some overwhelming advantage, everybody has everybody's place. The coaches' staffs share what they find with their friends on the other staff. Everyone's got each other's plays. Is this an unfair advantage? Is this over the top? Absolutely. I'm not exonerating it at all. Punish him. But to sit there and be like, we got to ban them from the playoff or you're not a real champion. They don't have the plays right now. If they win all these games, they're absolutely. I can't overstate. It's a thing, but I'm not going to overstate that this is the greatest crime in the history of football.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
That's Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times best-selling author. You know, I go back to Deflategate, and we had Aaron Rodgers on the show years ago. And Rodgers said that he overinflated the footballs. He liked them to be even tighter. And it didn't catch, you know, nobody was like, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is cheating. But Tom Brady, and then you have somebody known as the deflator. It's the Patriots, it's Brady, it's Belichick, and that's why it took off. But Aaron Rodgers, nobody cared. Wait, he's overinflating the footballs? Yeah. And he said that. Nobody cared. Buddha in San Francisco leads us off. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Nobody. Happy Meat Friday, boys. Dan, I mean, at the end of the day, Dan, Michigan and what it's done or not done, I don't think they're alone in whatever they did or not, or whatever they did or were doing. I mean, you can't convince me that other teams are not doing it. I mean, it's nowhere near also in the realm of egregiousness as what the Astros did, in my opinion. So for some reason, I'm just a huge Michigan fan now. So go Big Blue. But GP, looking at this weekend's game, there could be some sleeper matchups in the lineups there. I was looking at it. I mean, you got Kyler Murray going up against CJ. That could be spicy. I mean, that's sneaky good. And I was thinking, Dan, doesn't it seem like Kyler Murray looks like a little kid who just stole his little brother's candy and he's running around in a little white or red onesie just trying to escape him? It's amazing. It's pretty funny to watch sometimes.
Well, you still remember, or you might forget, just how dynamic he was. And to come back and see him running around was great. I mean, I have nothing against him. I know we had a bad situation at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, but he wasn't mean. He was just awkward. And I think he was overwhelmed by the situation. It was just uncomfortable. We had him back on, but it's not like I'm rooting against him. And, you know, it still gives us content. You know, he wants to win so he can keep his job with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals may not want to win so they could get the number one overall pick, or at least that's what we thought. But to see him, I want to see great players play great. And if he has that opportunity to be able to bring that back, great. Would I sign him to a long-term contract? No, because I think he's good at football. I don't know if he loves football. I think he's just always been the most talented player on the football field. And then when you get to the NFL, you have to study. He doesn't study. I don't want to invest $270 million in that. Cardinals said, yeah, we'll do it. Okay, good. It's on them. Yes, Marv.
Do you think maybe he still loves it, but maybe he's like, man, I really got to work now. I have to, like, study. Because in high school and college, I can just go be.
Michael Vick was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was so unbelievably talented. But, you know, there were people on the Falcons staff that said he doesn't put in the time. Johnny Manziel, ton of talent, didn't put in the time. It's the guys who have to put in the time, so then it's the norm. For, you know, Kyler Murray, it's like, wait, what do you want me to do? Well, we want you to open up your playbook. Why? He never needed to do that in college or high school. You get to the NFL, you have to do it. You have to put in the time. Your talent will take you only so far, and then you have to truly love the sport. And I don't know if Kyler Murray truly loves it. I just think he's really talented. Yes, Mark.
Is it love the sport or love the process?
Well, the process, okay. Yeah. I think it's all under the same umbrella.
Got you.
Jared in Florida. Hey, Jared.
Hey, Dan. Happy Friday. 5'10", a big old 197. Thank you. I'm just wondering if anybody has been thinking about another perspective on Michigan football, where a scenario that I've been hearing, and when I say I've been hearing, I heard myself tell my wife while I was showering this morning. What about the scenario like a Blue Chips, where we've got the friends of Michigan football approached Connor, a staffer only making $55,000, because let's face it, he's not buying thousands of dollars in tickets, and said, hey, we would like you to go do this.
I have a ton of questions, Jared. And that one, you can put it in the blender. Somebody had to finance his trips. He was making, what, $55,000? Now, I know that you can get by in Ann Arbor, I'm sure, off campus, but who was paying for airfare or gas or tickets? Paying for somebody on the other end at a game to record something and then send it to you? Like, I got a lot of questions. I'd like to talk to the assistant coaches, the coordinators. Somebody benefited, right? Somebody. Because you can't, if you're Connor Stallions, do you go, hey, nobody's looking at all this stuff that I keep bringing to you. Hey, I keep giving you all these signals and I've decoded all of this. Nobody's listening to me. Somebody did. Somebody cheated. How long you been cheating? And Michigan got off easy. Yes, Eden.
That's why I'm a little puzzled by the, it really wasn't much of a benefit. So everybody's making a big deal out of this. Like, that's like the, just because you know it's a curveball, you still have to hit it. So it's not really that much of a benefit. I mean, you still have to hit it. I'm a little confused by that reaction of like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
You still have to know how to buy the stock after you get the tip. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, you still have to know how to use a computer to day trade or whatever. You're like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why it would. The reaction would be, this is much ado about nothing.
And everybody's doing it. Okay, is everybody doing what you're doing?
If everybody's doing it, then why was Michigan so incensed that, hey, Rutgers is sharing our plays? That was the very first thing they said when they were accused of this is, well, hey, they're doing it.
Yeah.
Then,
all right, we'll take a break. Play of the day is up next. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
Zay Flowers wide to the right. Gus Edwards in the backfield. Lamar to throw. Fires down the middle. It's deflected and caught. On the deflection, Nelson Aguilar. 20, 15, 10, 5. He flipped in for 6. Aguilar on the deflection. Ravens in the end zone.
That's courtesy of the Ravens Radio Network. It's your play of the day. Little Joe Jackson here. This must be Marvin's new wave song. Okay.
This was a jam at CVS Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I worked at CVS, there's certain songs they always play.
Yeah.
And this, and like, go on, go on. Leave me breathless.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm surprised that this is too old for you, it feels like.
Well, when I was at CVS, I never heard the song before I worked there.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh, this is the jam.
Jam.
Like, how do you know that they play this at my job?
Joe Jackson. All right. You know, I'm learning something about every one of you every day. Something new. Who knew? Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Kings Hawaiian. They want you to get together with friends and family and enjoy the weekend. Make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. It is New Wave Music is the theme on this Friday. Let's see. Tom in Florida. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. We all know that all college professional coaches are extremely competitive. Certainly Harbaugh is right at the top of that list. Okay. So he's flying from Michigan to Penn State, and he's fighting like hell to get to coach this game. 20 minutes or so, whoever you believe, says, no, you can't coach. And then a week later, meaning today, he gets suspended for the final three regular season games. And the theory that I've come up with is, look, everyone's always said that the cover-up is worse than the crime. He figures he was going to, his lawyers figure he was going to have to testify under oath.
Yeah, but he wanted that, Tom. He wanted his day in court. He could have been there. It would be this morning. He could have been there. And we can say with this blanket that we place on top of college football, everybody's doing it.
I don't think everybody's doing what Michigan did. You may be getting signs, sharing signs with other schools. This, to me, is above and beyond the call of duty. You had somebody's job was to decode your signals. We can say it's a stupid rule, but did you do it? Were you guilty? How did it help you? Who knew? How long you been doing it? Michigan got off easy here. Plain and simple. Jim maybe didn't know anything about it, but somebody on his staff did. And I'm curious what that conversation was like when Jim brought in his coordinators and said, all right, guys, help me understand what was going on here. They cheated. That's all. I mean, it's up to you, the fan base. I mean, I've been around this long enough to know if you're looking for an advantage and you can get that opportunity, you probably take that advantage. Teams do. Players do. It happens. But you get caught, you pay the price. I don't think they really paid a price here. Let's see. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row, two time for my Backbone Bros on Meet Friday. Listen, got a little bit of inside information there. You know, all police officers go off and be security guards at college campuses.
Okay.
It was a couple of things that took place. Lack of oversight. You're the head coach. Someone on your staff got caught. The judge that was going to hear the case happened to be a U of M graduate. And the thing about it is, if your appeal is denied, then what's next? You want to put focus back on the team. So the one thing you want to do is fall on your sword. Another thing is, the Big Ten ends their investigation. If you go through somebody's trash, you're going to find something that stinks. And ultimately, what you want to do is get to the point where you can get to the postseason. And I believe that's what ended up happening. It was one of those things where if you kept it up, you're going to find out what's going to end up happening.
Well, there was a negotiation that happened this week. And I'm sure Michigan said, all right, you know, we'll plead guilty to this. But you got to stop the investigation. All right, Jim won't coach the rest of the regular season, including he'll miss the Ohio State game. We won't make a mockery of this and go to court and have a home court advantage, literally. But we need you to drop the investigation. I don't know if the Big Ten was investigating. They were handed something, an investigation. And then I think they were forced to act on this because of the other schools. And maybe it doesn't matter to you. But for Jim, who has, you know, been one of those integrity guys and preaching that, you know, somebody got caught and he pays the price. He's got to deal with that. It's his staff. Who hired this guy? And who was getting the information? Did the assistant coach say to Jim, hey, by the way, we know exactly what Ohio State's doing? Or did the coordinator just say, I'm not going to tell Jim. He's going to think that I'm the genius here. Do you hide it from him? I don't know. But if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I'd certainly want to know. So I guess it's over. I don't know if the NCAA wants to investigate. Update the poll results if you can, Seton.
Yeah, Dan, we can do that.
Okay.
We have up there, who had the worst night, the Bengals or the Ravens?
Right.
Right now, 93% of the audience say the Bengals.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
They're underappreciating, though, the loss the Ravens just took.
With Mark Andrews.
With Mark.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. But we don't know what the status of Joe Burrow and his wrist will be. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Herm Edwards, get his thoughts on the Ravens and the Bengals from last night. Also, we will talk about the Clarissa Thompson situation that unfolded yesterday in the social media world. We have some thoughts on that. More phone calls as well on this Meet Friday. Fritzy's here, Seton's here, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly. Hour two on the way on this Friday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.